morning.
Good morning.
My name is Corina Lopez, and I am the stewardship chair on the board at Calvary Baptist Church. Today, my invitation is very important because I want to inform you that this week you will receive the stewardship letter with the pledge card by mail. And you will have to return them by pledge Sunday, which is on October 28th. Also, during the month of October, each Sunday, different members will be sharing testimonies to the whole congregation on why they are give and serve to Calvary. I'm going to share a little bit of my testimony today on why I give and serve. Some of you already know, I learned this from my mother. For as long as I can remember, she always practiced what the Apostle Peter wrote on 1 Peter 4-10. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God. The spirit of give and serve was the best of many gifts she had. She never had more than enough, but she always acted as if she had more than enough to serve and help others. Being a good steward is very important for Christians and doesn't just refer to money, you see? Since God is the owner of everything, we are the stewards who have been entrusted with managing everything he has placed in our hands. As Christian, the Bible is clear throughout its pages that we're called to give generously. The Old Testament says that the Israelites were generously given the materials and time to build the tabernacle. If any of those people decide to withhold the materials they own or the skills they have, the tabernacle couldn't have made. Since the beginning of time, God has been laying out the guidelines of good stewardship. When he gave man dominion over the whole earth, and that was created, was the man to use as resources to create, build, and multiply, all for the glory and praise of our Creator. Sometimes we feel that what he gives we have worked for and earned it is ours. And what's and that's final. In reality, that which we grow, produce, and make is only allocated to us as payment of a temporary basis. It's the ultimately his and should be used for his purpose. There are many Bible verses about stewardship and how to manage all that you have been given. And I choose for this year the one on Hebrews 13:16. Do not forget to do good and to share with others, for which such sacrifices God is pleased. My mission as a stewardship leader is to encourage you and energize you with the spirit of being real followers of Jesus Christ and serve one another. Finally, I want to let you know we are currently behind on our financial goals and pledges for 2018. Increasing your giving this year will help us to achieve our financial goals for the year and reduce the amount needed from the endowment. Make a financial pledge for 2019 using the enclosed pledge form at the Calvary Stewardship website, and let us know how much you plan to contribute to the Calvary community next year, so we can plan our budget and what we can continue doing in a given year. Let's pray. O Lord, giver of life and source of freedom, we know that all we have is received from you, from your hands. Gracious and loving God, you call us to be stewards of your abundance, the caretaker of all that you have entrusted to us. Help us always to use your gift wisely and teach us to share them generously. Send the Holy Spirit to work through us, bringing your message to those we serve, and our faithful stewardship be witness to the love of Jesus Christ in our lives. We pray with grateful hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.